What's up, guys? Matt Wyke, Wyke Fitness. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. It's here. We've waited 365 days, just about, and the Mr. Olympia 2017 competition is just around the corner. In fact, it's going to be happening this weekend. I've already given an early 2017 prediction, and I got to be honest, I think I need to change it. So for those of you who enjoy bodybuilding and the competitions, as well as some of the athletes, you're in for a pre-Olympia treat on this episode. If you're not into bodybuilding, you have no idea what the Mr. Olympia competition is, you're more than welcome to stay, but you might be a little confused as to what we're talking to. But I went out on a limb months in advance and said that I thought the top five would be as follows. I thought Phil Heath, who is currently the six-time Mr. Olympia winner, would come back to defend his title and win his seventh Olympia. That being said, I thought that Sean Roden would come in second, Dexter Jackson would place third, Big Ramy fourth, and rounding out the top five, Cedric McMillan. All right, so I think I might have made some mistakes with this lineup. My predictions, while they are only predictions, I think I need to make some swaps with the lineup. I definitely see Phil Heath still winning his seventh Sandow Trophy. However, there's so much hype going into this year's Olympia about Big Ramy and what he's done over working with the Camel crew in Kuwait over at Oxygen Gym under the watchful eye of Bader. I really think he's going to move up. I don't think he's going to beat Phil, but I think he might slide into second. There was an interview done between Bader and Dave Palumbo, and images that had been released about 6 weeks or so out from the Olympia, and Bader said that Ramy was sitting at 319, and at 6 weeks out, he looked leaner than he has in prior years. Obviously, in 2016, Ramy was working with Chris Aceto, and I felt during the Olympia and the tour afterwards that it's the best Big Ramy that we've ever seen. We're used to seeing Ramy just ginormous, not really conditioned, but just a mass freak on the stage. And in 2016, Chris kind of dialed him down a little bit in terms of muscularity and really went for a conditioned look, which I think he really hit. It was the best I personally have ever seen Ramy. There are people out there who thought that he looked flat, he looked small, whatever the case may be. I'm giving you my opinion, and that's the only thing that I can base my opinion off of is my personal feelings. But I see Big Ramy sliding into second. He's done so much work over with the guys at Oxygen Gym, and if you're in the industry and you understand what's going on over in Kuwait, literally, they are working with bodybuilders who have placed dead last in shows, and they're coming back to the States and winning shows. It's amazing what they've been doing with the competitors that go over there. Obviously, Bader is housing them, feeding them, training them, and supplementing them free of charge. So guys like Victor Martinez went over there. Nathan DeAsha went over there. Ruly Winkler, obviously Big Ramy's there. John De La Rosa has been over there. Ashkenani, the 2017 Arnold Classic winner, he also trains over with the Camel crew in Kuwait. The things that they were doing over there is unlike anything ever, you know, precedent in bodybuilding. Every single competitor who wants to become better is banging on their door asking if they can go over. Bader's very selective with the people that he has go over to Oxygen Gym and train under him and his people and his crew and his team over there. And, you know, they truly are the most complete team in all of bodybuilding. And, you know, while I think my initial prediction is incorrect, I'm gonna stand by my prediction just a few days out from the competition that Phil's gonna win. Big Rami's gonna move up into second place. I feel that Sean Roden is gonna place third. I think Dexter is actually gonna outplace Cedric, and Dexter will be fourth. And I still have Cedric in the fifth spot, the same as what I had in my earlier predictions. But I think we are in for a treat this year. I think everyone is anxious to see what Big Rami is going to bring to the stage. If Ashkenani can come into the Olympia any percentage better than where he was at the Arnold and go toe-to-toe with last year's Olympia winner Flex Lewis in the 212 division, I think there's going to be a battle there. I always enjoy the 212. I mean, these guys are like little mass freaks. Flex is one heck of a competitor and one heck of a guy. He's great for the sport. He's funny. He's honest. He's humble. And, you know, it's good to see people like him still in the IFBB competing and loving the competition stage. Unfortunately, once again, Kai Greene is not going to be at the Olympia. Who knows when, if we'll ever see Kai back on an IFBB stage. Obviously, he's going to be in Vegas this weekend with the Super League, which is a new competition league. Has really nothing to do with bodybuilding. It's not even a competitor to the IFBB. As far as I'm concerned, there's no judges in the sense of they're being compared in a lineup based off of their physique, their musculature, their conditioning, so on and so forth. It's more of a mix between almost like CrossFit and bodybuilding, I guess you could say. There are lifts involved, and you know they take measurements, and I guess they have like a grid that you get scored on, where it takes different ratios like shoulders and waist and different measurements from parts of the body and throws it into a system, to spit out a number and give you an overall score. While Kai will not be even competing in that, he will be present in Vegas at the Super League event. So for those of you who are looking to see Kai, check him out over at the Super League. He'll be there, I'm assuming. I haven't heard, but I'm assuming all day, as long as the competitions are going on for that league. I'm assuming he will be present. But you know, the league's pretty interesting. I mean, you have different competitors who have been in the sport for a while. You have guys like Stan Effering. You have Mike O'Hearn. You have Dorian Yates as the president. You have Aaron Stern as one of the, key spokesmodels and spokespeople, whatever you want to call them, for the Super League. But they have some very well-known names that are there. So it's going to be extremely interesting to see what plays out and what comes of the Super League. And that's about all I have. I just wanted to give you a quick update on the Olympia weekend coming, you know, in the next couple days, where I see people sliding in terms of the top five, what we have to look forward to. And, next week, maybe we'll do a little recap of who won, if I thought the placings were just and fair, and if how my predictions played out in the grand scheme of what the results actually were. But if you're heading out to the Olympia, you know, I hope you guys have a safe trip, a safe flight. If you're driving, be careful on the roadways. Vegas is amazing this time of year. You're going to have a blast. If you go to the actual show, enjoy yourself. It's one heck of a production that they put together. I know Dan Solomon's going to be out there. He's going to be doing his thing with Digital Muscle and you know, talking about what's going on. And I'm assuming giving the play-by-play for the Olympia, which is always exciting. Dan is one of the best in the industry, and I wholeheartedly love what he brings to the sport. So I look forward to what he's going to be doing this weekend. And if you're going to the expos, you know, check out all the vendors. There are going to be a ton of samples there. Try them up, take a bag, load up, head out, and see what you think from all the different vendors that are out there and the supplement companies that are giving stuff away. But I hope everybody has a safe weekend if you're out at the Olympia. If not, check out the live broadcast. It will be live online. And I hope you guys enjoy it as much as I hope that I will. And I will talk to you guys next week.